This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The founder of this company 10 years ago was trying to sell his house. He's, you know, he's kind of an important guy. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond. And they are people that listen to this show. They are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
In 1965, Lyndon Johnson announced his War on Poverty initiative. It was a sweeping vision of government intervention to provide all manner of welfare to those in poverty. America now has over 70 welfare programs to aid the poor. The poverty rate in 1965 was 14%. Since then, the United States of America has spent $22 trillion on this so-called war on poverty. And for those efforts, the poverty rate has gone up to 14.3%. You might think Americans would demand a slightly better return on their dollar, or multiple trillions of dollars. This information would not have come as any surprise to one of America's founding fathers, Ben Franklin. While living in Europe during the 1760s, Ben Franklin observed,
"In different countries, the more public provisions made for the poor, the less they provided for themselves and, of course, became poorer. And on the contrary, the less was done for them, the more they did for themselves and became richer."
We are a people that have completely lost sight of that simple truth. Now, instead, when it comes to helping the poverty-stricken among us, the common refrain for the government intervention is, it's what the Bible would tell us to do, or it's what Jesus would do. But what Jesus actually said while addressing a rich man who claimed he obeyed all of the commandments and had since his youth. Jesus wanted him to get in touch with what was really in his heart. And in Matthew 19, verse 21, it says, "And Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and then come and follow me." The man didn't, because his wealth was too important to him. But it's vital to note that Jesus told the man to sell what he had and give to the poor directly, personally. He didn't say, go and pay your taxes and hope that Caesar would then redistribute your wealth properly to the people who need it. Jesus never mentioned that the government had any role in taking care of the poor. It was for us, as individuals, to do. Neither did our founding fathers. They made no mention of the federal government's responsibility to care for the poor. That responsibility was left to the individual, the families, the churches, and if need be, local governments. They understood that there would be some who would need a safety net, but that that safety net should be temporary, minimal, and only on a condition of work. In other words, the poor would have to work for their welfare that they received if they were able-bodied. Only the true helpless and those without friends or family were to be taken care of. Franklin also said the government should assist the poor in overcoming poverty as expediently as possible.
"I think the best way of doing good to the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but leading or driving them out of it."
And again, even then, whatever was offered to help the poor was administered by local governments, since it was they who would best discern between those who really needed help and those who didn't. The founders were actually concerned about the taxpayers' money being spent properly, something that no longer seems to be an issue for the members of our government. In fact, that's why they didn't impose an income tax on the people. On that issue,
"Indeed, the founding fathers had not been supportive of an income tax. In fact, Thomas Jefferson had denounced the idea of income taxation in his first inaugural address when he stated, A wise and frugal government shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned."
In 1779, Thomas Jefferson proposed a bill that outlined his approach to welfare. He suggested group homes with work requirements for the able-bodied. The bill read in part,
"Be it enacted by the General Assembly that the aldermen of every county wherein such provision as is hereinafter required for setting the poor of the county to work shall not have been made, shall, so soon as conveniently may be, purchase the inheritance or procure a lease of 100 acres of land or any less quantity that is sufficient for the purpose intended in the county, and thereon cause a house to be built, if a proper one shall not be there already, and kept in repair, and shall cause all persons in their county who are maintained thereby, or who seek relief therefrom, to be put into such a house, to be there maintained and employed in such work as they shall be able to perform, and may also, by their warrant, apprehend and send to the same place all persons found wandering and begging alms in the county, and shall put such beggar to work for any time not exceeding 20 days.
Then, after specifying that local funds should be raised to support poor children and the lame, impotent, blind, and other inhabitants of the county, as are not able to maintain themselves, Jefferson further spelled out what was expected of the able-bodied.
All able-bodied persons, not having wherewithal to maintain themselves, who shall waste their time in idle and dissolute courses, or shall loiter or wander abroad, refusing to work for reasonable wages, or to betake themselves to some honest and lawful calling, or who shall desert their wives or children without so providing for them as that they shall not become chargeable to a county, shall be deemed vagabonds, and shall be sent, by order of an alderman, to the poorhouse, there to be kept to labor during such time as shall be limited by the order, not exceeding 30 days, unless the vagabond shall give surety for his good behavior, and that he shall betake himself to some honest and lawful calling for 12 months, from which order the party thereby condemned may appeal to the county court, who, if the order be affirmed, shall award him to pay the costs."
Even though the left has often portrayed our founders as uncaring, hateful, and callous because of the principles that they held on government welfare, the facts, the results of their philosophies cannot be denied. The poverty rate at the nation's founding in 1776 was 90%. As we previously stated, the rate before massive government intervention had plummeted to 14%. It was one of the greatest success stories in the history of mankind. Obviously, there were times, such as the Great Depression, as a result of the policies of FDR, when the poverty rate climbed back into the 30s. But there was no denying that the founding principles of personal responsibility, coupled with freedom, opportunity, and capitalism, brought great prosperity to this nation and lifted millions of people here and abroad out of poverty. So if it was working, why did we fix it? That and more on the next episode.
Glenn Beck. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The founder of this company 10 years ago was trying to sell his house. He's, you know, he's kind of an important guy. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond. And they are people that listen to this show. They are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.